Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, there's still a lot of areas in South Dakota that are not planted. Yesterday on Farm Talk, Mick Hare talked to Sarah Bowder. She is the SDSU Extension agronomist there. He asked her about when the first problem started for South Dakota.
You know, it depends on the area. This spring, just talking about this spring, it really started with those floods mid-March. And then from there, you know, it just got worse. It seemed like it continued to snow there, late snows for a while, and then we just continued to get rain. And in a lot of the south central part of the state and the southeast or extreme southeast, there was already, you know, quite a bit of saturated soil from the fall when it was wet. And, you know, some people had corn still standing in the field in wet areas, or even in some extreme cases, corn standing in the entire field over the winter, or got it harvested, you know, midwinter. So there's just been a lot of excessive moisture issues. And thankfully, we've had about a week almost now of decent weather. And in my specific area here, south of Mitchell, where we live and farm, but there has been some spotty rain showers on and off, and might be a little bit of rain today. But we've had a little bit of relief overall in the area for a few days now. So we'll see. I know that's allowed some people to get in the field. Others have already taken crop insurance, and there's others yet that, whether they have or haven't taken crop insurance, they're still not going to be able to get in the field, you know, real soon.
She also talked about this week being D-Day for crop insurance for the soybean industry.
With the two corn dates passing, we had a lot of people in a panic, if you will, or just upset that they couldn't get anything in. And now with the soybean date passing for the state, that'll kind of finalize, I think, a lot of our planted acre numbers. There'll still be quite a few people that are, you know, trying or going to try to get seed acres in. I think that's probably the biggest concern at this point for most farmers, is being able to feed livestock. So we still have a lot of people looking at corn silage, and we're trying to put in corn silage over the last week and coming days, and then looking at a lot of alternative crops. We don't want to leave those fields fallow. So we're trying to encourage people to look at cover crop and forage options, just to keep, you know, keep their soils covered and think about the soil health for next year, as well as having the opportunity to have maybe some grazing or some hay is always an option on those acres as well. Even if it, you know, can't be planted until later in June, there's still quite a few warm season alternative crops we can look at that will work.
Mick asked what good cover crops would be available for folks along the I-90 corridor that might be beneficial this year.
You know, there are so many cover crop options. It really depends on your specific situation. One that's been very popular to point this year is millet, especially German millet. And I believe a lot of seed dealers are selling out of that. But there are other types of millet out there available. And what's nice about millet is that it creates a nice forage crop. And then you can mix it with other maybe legumes or a broadleaf cover crop that's going to give you some nice diversity for your soil. If you put a legume in, you might get some nitrogen fixation. And if you're going to graze, millet is a nice option for either haying or grazing. You know, it gives a little bit more flexibility. And there are certainly other grass cover crops that are great for that too, like sorghum sedan grass can be a really nice grazing cover crop, or it can be hayed. It's just most of these either have high tonnage for haying or they're high moisture, so it takes a little bit more finesse, if you will, to hay them.
Again, that was Sarah Bowder, the SDSU Extension agronomist in South Dakota. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.